Blog Talk Radio.
Ohio, Ohio, Ohio.
I'm sorry, I can't get that to stop. Can't get that to stop. Hello, hello, hello. It's another Sunday night. Welcome to the Tiebreaker Radio Show. I'm your host, Suge. Ohio weather was good today. We got a good, hot, warm day. So outside, even playing a couple hoops. I seen Tay was playing some hoops. He said he ain't going to make it in tonight. So we're going to conclude the night with everyone's favorite game, basketball. The NBA, to be exact. Got lots of good things happening in the NBA, especially last week. But before we get into that, let's get to the team on the line. Let's see who was first in there. 5975. I think that's Ryan. What up?
Yep, that's me, the mayor, you know, Mr. 330. I do want to give a shout out to the Canton Charge, who they did just get eliminated from the D-League. But I do want to salute them for one heck of a season and my Duke boy Quinn Cook for getting Rookie of the Year.
Okay. Shout out to the D-League basketball team. Can't hold it down. 6011, that's Big Mike. You're in the house.
Hello, my name is actually Diego Alejandro today. Hey, how you doing? Talk sports, I'm ready.
Woo! Just mute for that. Don't bring this other personality to the radio show. That's okay. I feel it. All right. Well, I guess we'll go ahead and dive right into the topic. Last Wednesday, the 13th, Mamba Day. The Golden State Warriors went for the 1996-1995 Bulls record of 73 wins, 72 wins. They bested it by one game, the last game of the season, for 73 wins. Wasn't even really close. It was a convincing victory. And, I mean, I kind of seen it coming. I think everybody was really seeing it coming, but they did do it in dramatic fashion. Over the Grizzlies, who actually played a pretty tough game. They actually played the Warriors pretty well. Having said that, they beat them by 21, 125 to 104. Curry scored 46 points. Sean Fleming had 10 assists, man. They seemed like a complete team. I think we was talking about this before. Like, though, the Bulls had Jordan, and they were, you know, really dominant. I think the Golden State is a really well-rounded team and well-coached as well. You know, what's y'all thoughts about the Warriors breaking that record? Start with you, Mike.
Oh, I think that was an awesome accomplishment for the team. It only took about, 20 years for somebody to even come close to doing it. So I commend them for that achievement. I think it was kind of given to them a little bit after the second quarter. I think the Grizzlies kind of just gave up a little bit, but you know, it's still an achievement regardless, and it was an achievement for the Grizzlies too because they helped them set the record.
So you really think it was like the game itself, you think they gave it to them? It was like, man, we really ain't gonna fight y'all. You think it was like that?
I mean, at one point, I think they came out hard in the first quarter, but after the first quarter and they seen Curry hit six threes, I think they were just like, well, it's a wrap for us today.
Brian, what you think about the Warriors breaking the record?
I actually think that them breaking the record is a huge accomplishment, and I think it's one of those records where people look at it now, but they're going to really appreciate it later as far as when it goes on. And because, like you just said, 20 years, you know, basically 20 years it took for someone to even come close. And they really could have shattered it because they lost some games to some teams that weren't that good. But nonetheless, they still got it. So I think it's a huge accomplishment. And like I stated before, to have a team to click on all cylinders with the way that there's so many egos and things going around in sports, it's a huge accomplishment.
I agree as well. I mean, we're talking about two different eras, of course. The mid-90s with the Bulls, it was a lot better, thicker defensively. I agree that, I think it was you, Ryan, that made the point that maybe the fouling probably would have been off a little bit. I don't think Steph Curry would get off a lot of the shots that he would get off, or at least get off a lot of the games that he would get off shooting, you know, in the early 90s. But you never know, you know. And then again, there's a lot of people to say that maybe the Bulls couldn't keep up shooting with today's NBA and, you know, the constant pick and rolls. And another thing is a couple of the rule changes, like, you know, illegal defense. You know, you couldn't play zone defense, somewhat like the Warriors play at times. The Bulls specialized basically do what the Warriors were doing, but they were doing it in the 90s when it was tougher, you know, switching on every defense. But, again, I think it's a record, like Mike said, that hasn't been done in a couple of, like, 20 years or 24, 20 years to really accomplish it. Steph Curry is probably a once-in-a-lifetime player, too, you know, with what he's doing with breaking his own record. He shot 400 threes in a year. I don't think, you know, I think that was you, Ryan, said, I don't think that that record's going to be broken, you know, as well. And that's happening at the same time on the same team. This was really, to me, I mean, no matter what anybody can say about the team itself, what it can do as far as the championship, this was a historic season, and this team is special.
Yeah, that's a good point that you brought up. That was actually, I was debating with some people about, like, the different eras. I mean, that comes with the records because it is a lot of talk about, like, if the Warriors were to be playing back then versus, you know, the type of competition. Because the NBA was a lot, it was a lot better back then. It was a lot more teams.
How so you mean better?
Like, better as far as, like, well-rounded, like, top to bottom, teams being good. Like, even if you didn't finish with a good record, you could still be a good team. And then you got teams like now, they look like they should be in the D-League, some of these teams. Like, and it's just I think it is different. And then the style of play is different because, you know, they were a lot rough. I don't think Curry would be able to take the physical part of the league if he was back then. But everything, like you said, it evolves, it changes, different eras. That's why those records are kind of hard to judge. And even – like saying a player is better than a different player. When you play in different eras, it's so many different factors. But it's good to debate it, though. It's always good to debate it.
That's good. Okay. Mike, you got any last thoughts on maybe the Warriors? I know you kind of said they was, you know, they were kind of given. I don't agree with that. I don't agree that they was given that game. I think the Warriors just really score, and Memphis didn't have enough. They almost beat them the first time. They should have beat them the first time. That would have prevented them from having to beat win this game. And I really do think they're a special team. What's your final thoughts on
them? I mean, I pretty much just agree with what you and Ryan was just saying for the most part. That, you know, it was a long time coming for someone to break the record, and the fact that they did break it. I could see it being, I could see it being another 10, maybe 15 years before somebody gets on the right track to catch that record again. So they're definitely becoming legends just off of this season, even before the playoffs, whether they make it to the finals or not.
Okay. That's cool. Old school. Okay. Warriors cap an amazing season with an all-time run. They never lost three in a row. Never lost to the same team twice. And, you know, just some ridiculous records. Steph Curry, you know, them making threes together. I think Klay Thompson and Steph Curry scored more threes than any team total. this season, period. Steph Curry probably himself shot more threes than a lot of those teams. So, good way to cap off a historic season. This team, win, lose, or draw in these playoffs, you know, is a historic team. Speaking of playoffs, playoffs started yesterday, Saturday. Continue today. We had the Hawks Pistons today. I think the Heat played today. Who's still playing? Is it the Blazers and the Clippers are playing right now?
Yeah, the Blazers and Clippers are playing right now.
Clippers and Blazers playing right now. First 5 Clippers up. Cavs won, took care of business at the Pistons. Heat demolished the Hornets. The Spurs took care of business and put a beat down on the Grizzlies today. Yesterday, the Warriors took care of business, demolishing the Rockets. Somebody was arguing with me that the Rockets might have the best chance to beat the Warriors. I think that went down the drain with that one, 104-78. The Celtics and Hawks actually had a really good game. The Hawks was up 17. The Celtics came back, lose by 1. Mavericks, got really done in by the Thunder. I don't think they had enough. I don't really think they do have enough. And the Pacers win game 1 on the road against the Raptors. So, I mean, we got a lot of good matchups here. I think the playoffs is what everybody was waiting for. I don't think I'm surprised at any of the seeding right now, probably except for a couple of teams. Any matchups y'all like in the first round? Y'all want to see in particular any matchup y'all think is going to be good? What do you think is going to be the best matchup, Ryan?
The best matchup, probably as far as what I have seen from the Eastern Conference, I say the Pacers and the Raptors. I actually was going out on a limb, and that was my upset. The Pacers are a really, really good team. Even being in the seventh seed, I was glad the Cavs didn't get to play them, because they are probably one of the best seventh seeds I've seen in a long time. So I think
so technically the Pacers can see the Cavs in the conference finals, right? Because of the seventh seed, right?
They could. Yeah, they could. Because the winner of the Pacers and Raptors plays the winner of the Hornets and the Heat. But yeah, that's the series that I'm looking forward to the most. And then also this one that's on now, for the Western Conference, I want to say is the Clippers and the Trailblazers. You got two real elite point guards. You got teams, the young teams, guys that are on the rise. So those are my two, one from each conference that I'm really liking.
Okay, Big Mike, man, what you think about some of these first-round matchups? What you like? Which one you going to be probably watching the most? I know he's going to say the Heat.
As a fan, I would definitely say the Heat. But as a professional analyst, I think one of the best games is going to be first off, seeing how Curry sprained his ankle yesterday, I'll say tomorrow's game, too, could make or break that Rockets Golden State Warriors series. And
you don't think that was?
Well, you know, Curry has a record of ankle injuries across his career since 2009. So if you look at that, he hasn't hurt his ankle within I don't think he hurt it last year or this year, but is that to come up? I mean, he doesn't expect his shot, but it also can affect how he plays. He barely plays defense now, so it could affect his defense or his rebound abilities on that end. But I think the Pacers and the Raptors game is going to be very good, like Ryan said. But I also think that just watching the game today, even though the Cavs were shooting, everybody was good. It was still ended up being a close game against Detroit, and I didn't expect that. I didn't see that happening, so I think that's going to be a good series, along with the Raptors and the Pacers.
Okay, all right, we got Meech in there, 1229. What's up with it?
Yeah, it was goody. You know what I mean? Meeks here on the Sunday night. You know what I mean? Talking sports with you fellas. First thing I want to say is that Mike don't know what the hell he talking about at all, but that's neither here nor there.
You come in firing shots, man. Good to hear from you, Meech, man. So we was talking about the Warriors early, man. Let me get your quick opinion on the Warriors 73 wins, man. What you think about it? Them breaking that bull record.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Congratulations to the Warriors. You know, I think it's beautiful. You know, like I stated to a couple people, you know, anytime the Bulls record or anything about Michael Jordan get, you know, knocked off the pedestal, I'm happy, man, you know. I'm happy. Just so people know that, you know, it's better people. You know what I'm saying? It's the evolution of the game, you know. You can't keep holding on to these old-ass idols, you know what I mean?
Okay. That is right. I mean, evolution of the game, you do want to, you know, records are meant to be broken. And nobody wants to see, you want to see parity in the NBA. I agree with that. And then that rolled right into playoffs for us. I think we already touched on who Ryan and Mike said that they wanted, you know, as far as these matchups. We got Cavs, Pistons, Raptors, Pacers, Celtics, Hawks, Hornets, Heat, Warriors, Rockets, Spurs, Grizzlies, Thunder, Mavs, Clippers, Blazers. You got a matchup you like in the first round. You know, I know the first round sometimes can be monotonous. Some of you Cavs fans should know LeBron's never lost a first round series. But you got any match like in that first round?
Oh yeah, I do. I just wanna first off, you know, let me commend you. That was an excellent transition into me answering this question. I like to commend you for that. Being a good host. So you know what I'm saying? Kudos to you on that. But to my aspect on, you know, the topic. I think the best first round series is going to be Indiana versus the Raptors. I think Indiana actually going to win that series, and I think that's going to be the one to look out for. To speak on the other,
Ryan said that too.
Yeah, I think the other series is going to play out basically with the favorites winning. Just to touch on what my lesser cohort Michael Holmes spoke on, you know, the reason why I think, you know, that Detroit Cavaliers series is not going to be as good as he projects. Today, if you watch the game, Detroit shot the lights out. You know, they went, like, they shot 60% from three from the field, period. I don't see that happening during the duration of the series. So,
yeah, they had
to me,
honestly, was 10 for 16 in the first half.
Exactly. So I doubt they ever do that again in their lives, but that never happened. So I think today was their best shot, and I think now that they lost playing their best game when the Cavaliers honestly didn't have their best game at all, so I think that's going to be the best game that they have this whole series. But says it.
Okay. All right. We're gonna get Ryan back on the mic really quick with a quick question. Do y'all see? I know you. You got anybody else on upset alert?
The phone cut off. I didn't hear the question.
Oh, my bad. I said we got a I think you already said the Pacers. You thinking about can upset the Raptors in that 7-2 matchup? You got anybody else you think is on upset alert in the first round?
No, not really. I mean, basically everything I see playing I don't really feel like a 4 and a 5. Even if a 5 beat a 4, like, I don't really consider that too much of an upset. Yeah, so, like, if the Blazers beat the Clippers, like, I really don't think that that's too much of an upset. I mean, the Clippers do have a bright upside, but they have a lot of issues and things going on, so it's not, like, out of the question for them to lose. I don't think that the Hornets are going to be
the Celtics are more even for me for a 5-4.
Yeah. And then with the Celtics, they just lost Bradley, so it's not looking too good for them, even though they did make a little comeback. Yeah, Bradley got hurt, so that pretty much kills it. And then Dallas,
Mike
they
Holmes,
not
man, you got anybody that's on upset alert?
Jeez, not really.
Like
I just agree with the I agree with the Portland and Clippers is the only really upset for a lower seed beating the higher seed that I see right now.
everybody like Portland. I think I really think that the Heat better be on watch, because I think the Hornets can probably get into them. I think the Heat is probably looking forward to getting through that matchup. I don't know, maybe looking past, because I think the Heat is in the same bracket as the Pacers as well, so they could potentially see the Cavs in the finals. Am I right on that, Ryan?
Yeah, they on the same side with the Raptors and the Pacers. So, like, the Cavs, after they win, they go play the winner of the Hawks.
Play the Celtics for the Hawks.
Yeah.
Right. So, I really think that the Hornets, they got a nice little team. They coached well. You know, they're not world beaters, but, you know, I think in a seven-game series, if the Heat not careful, they could very well lose to them. Other than that, yeah, I pretty much agree with y'all. I think the Pacers is a 7-2 matchup is probably bad for the Raptors, a bad matchup for them, because Paul George, just flat out because of him being a superstar, that could probably be the reason why, you know, the Western Conference Finals could be a good test for the Cavs. I think the Pacers probably would get the Cavs the best test in the East before they get to the finals. Meet, you got anybody else on upset alert?
No.
Nah. Okay. All right. Last question. Well, yeah. Pretty much. I kind of was thinking about. You know, I had the Clippers in mind when I was thinking of this question. Because I think Chris Paul, you know, he's been in the league for a while. I think he's been with the Clippers for, what, 4, maybe 5 years now. I think probably the pressure is on him to probably at least get a taste of the finals. Maybe the Thunder, too, after seeing the Warriors win it all last year. Is there anybody, any team, a coach, a player in particular that y'all think is under pressure, you know, to perform well in this playoffs? Like, this is going to be a make-or-break playoffs for them, and it's probably detrimental to their future. Meach, why don't you start this one off?
Let's start off with player-wise. I think the player under the most pressure in this playoff, honestly, I know it's going to sound crazy to me, is Kevin Love. I think if Kevin Love falls out and shows that, you know, he's a big contributor, today was the start. He shows that he's a big contributor and, you know, he's proven his worth. But I think if he has a lackluster playoff run, even if we win the championship, I think that he might begin the craziest off the world, honestly. And I think the same for Tyronn Lue as well. I know he did sign that contract, but I think that if Cavs, you know, have to really exit other than the finals, I think they would be shopping for something else to do as well. Honestly, so, I mean, that's just the Eastern Conference. In the West, I think Memphis coach definitely should feel some pressure. Zach Randolph, because I think if they don't, I think they're ultimately going to have to break up that team anyway. So, I mean, after they lose, I think that's gonna be the last we see of the Grizzlies in this form anyway. So, that's it.
Okay. Word. So Ryan, what you think, man? Who do you think is under pressure, or a team, a player, a coach is under pressure this playoffs to perform with?
Well, my thing with the team and the player, I do agree with Meach. I actually was saying that to somebody earlier today. So to go in a different route, the other team that I think is under pressure and is a player are the Houston Rockets. I feel like you just moved from being in the Western Conference championship to like barely making the playoffs. And I could see Dwight Howard getting shipped out of there. That thing with Dwight and James Harden is just not going to work. So I think Dwight has probably the most pressure to prove. Like, I think he's basically auditioning for other jobs, because I don't think he's going to be there next year. And if he is, he won't be there the whole year.
Hello?
Hello?
Yeah.
Should?
Hello?
What's up?
Oh, what happened?
I don't know where Shug is at, so I guess I'll just take over where I was. I guess I was up next.
Yeah, go ahead.
I think my upset team, for real, is I'm really looking at the Clippers. Like, it's been a few years, and they had the team with DeAndre Jordan and Blake Griffin and Chris Paul and Doc Rivers. So, like, you know what I mean? I know they got a pass last year because of was it last year or the year before? Because of the manager and how he felt about black people. But after this year, I feel like if it doesn't work out, especially if they lose in the first round to a rebuilding Portland Trailblazers, I could see that definitely getting broken up with the quickness.
I agree. I think the Clippers is probably in a hot seat. And I mean, hey, I'm sorry. I don't know why my phone cut off, but I'm back here.
Oh, okay.
I paid my phone bill this month, man. It wasn't the phone bill. But yeah, I was listening to Mike talk about the Clippers. I think, like I said, I did have the Clippers in mind when I was thinking about that guy. I think the pressure really is on them. Remember, they traded a pick for Doc Rivers to the Celtics. So, you know, it was a lot given up for him. It was a lot they, you know, the Clippers was basically giving Chris Paul because he was basically traded to L.A. And, you know, David Stern vetoed the trade. They redid the trade and sent him the Clippers. I think it is a lot of pressure on the Blake Griffith after having a little episode with the – I think it was blown up more than what it was, but this is L.A., you know. You see how they do with the Lakers, and the Lakers wasn't even winning. I think they really have a lot of pressure to at least perform or to at least look like they attempted to the title. I think anything short of the NBA Finals this playoffs for the Clippers means, you know, it's going to be a big change. Somebody's going to have to do something. Anybody else? Anything else? Last words on the playoffs? Okay.
Nope.
Oh, yeah. No, I got my last words on the playoffs. I'm just so happy that the Los Angeles Lakers are not a part of it. I think that the NBA is a better place when the Lakers are garbage. That Kobe Bryant has left, I think, is a better place. So that's my last thoughts on the playoffs.
And what a wonderful segue into our last topic. As we meet Mr. Demetrius Adams, Laker hater of the year. Simultaneously as the Warriors made history, Kobe Bryant himself also made history to end his illustrious career, 20 NBA seasons with the Los Angeles Lakers. One of the greatest players ever. I mean, just listen to some of the numbers. 18-time All-Star, MVP in 2002, 2007, 2009, 2011. Has an 81-point game, 60-point games, 134 40-point games, 12-time all-defensive team. Nobody has done that, especially at the guard position. 9 times first defensive team. He's been on the all-NBA team 15 times. That is a record. Nobody else in the NBA has done that. And he also holds, you know, if you care about it, 12 threes in the game, that record that was just matched by Steph Curry this year. So, you know, it's been a good game, good year, good career. Not really a good year for Kobe, but a good career for him. He did end it off the way he lived most of his career, shooting 50 shots for 60 points. Any last thoughts for y'all on Kobe's career? We start with Mike.
Yeah, I'll give anything you a point? Last thought for Kobe Bryant. I think he was one of the great players of his time in 97. And as he grew out the fro, I thought he was a very nice player. But once he cut the fro and lost the number 8 and became the Black Mamba, which is a snake, which also Lucifer was a snake against Adam and Eve, he started wearing black suits and became the Black Mamba of the number 24 after he raped.
I have to mute him. I'm sorry, man. Nah,
Not the. He didn't say Adam and Eve, the snake. Mike, what are you talking about, man? Come on, man.
You didn't cut me off. I was going to get to the point.
Cut the basketball.
Black Mama started hanging out with Jay-Z. Just to let y'all know, he is the sports affiliate for the Illuminati. So, the only way he could get out was to go out with this horrible, terrible tour. And he might die pretty soon. But don't say I didn't warn you. The Illuminati is real.
On that note, Ryan, last thoughts on Kobe's career, please.
Well, you know, I give credit when credit is due. He is definitely one of the best NBA players ever in the history. The numbers don't lie. I'm not going to try to say that he's not. I do think that people made a huge deal over his 60 points. And to me, it was not a good – it wasn't a good showing at all. I mean, he took 50 shots. And you can't,
I mean, he took 50 shots to get 81.
I mean,
still,
you can't ask him to do that.
He was 37 years old, man.
No, but man, it's good. It's good to see him just lead a game. You know, let the young bucks go ahead and take over.
Young Bucks. I hope you ain't referring to the Lakers, Young Bucks. I'm hoping you're referring to the rest of the NBA.
I'm talking about the rest of the NBA because the Lakers already said they don't care about they young players. They said this season was about Kobe, not the development. So I ain't going to care about them if the Lakers don't care about them.
Right. Well, Demetrius, man, what you got to say, man? I know you already didn't say it, but come on, man. Kobe's last game, 60 points, his career over 20 years with the Los Angeles Lakers, 5 championships. You know, some questionable moments. What's your last thoughts on Kobe calling it quits?
Doom, 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 doom. Fuck Kobe. What's up, nigga? Yeah, I know you heard something about him. What? Fuck Kobe. That nigga been a bitch. You look at my style. But no, yeah, man, I give credit when credit is due as well, and he deserves none. So on that note, he goes down as the greatest gun of all time. He has surpassed Iverson. Iverson was the biggest gun. Kobe Bryant by far has surpassed him, so congratulations on that. He's nothing but a front runner. You know, he had Shaq, so that's when he was great. He didn't have Shaq. He got ousted in the first round twice. Then he cried and bitched, and they cheated and got him Paul Gasol, and he got the championship and won a few more. And everybody, I guess, forgot about how he acts because he scored 81. He shoots 50 times a game. If he doesn't at least score 60, he's terrible. If I shoot 50 shots, I guarantee LeBron James took 50 shots, he would have at least 76 points. And I can vouch for that. He took 50 and only won 60. I mean, he only got 60 points.
You would vouch for that. You didn't, but you're being subjective, man. You didn't take into account he is 37 years old, not in the prime of his career. Name any NBA player that's played the amount of minutes, amount of games that Kobe's playing, and then put up those shots at the end of his career, working like Kobe works. I mean, he made basketball his life. He didn't just play 20 years in the NBA. He worked 20 years in the NBA.
Okay, look, I'll give you that. Okay, I'll grant you a point. Now, to your point, I'm about to prove why you're wrong with your point. So, to your point, the longevity should go in the test, right? So, now, with that being said, he practiced basketball all of 20 years for five, playing basketball every day, right? So, he should be able to make open shots, right? 50 shots he took. You know, to your point, you know, he's been playing for a long time. He shoots basketball. He gets paid to play basketball all the time. He wasn't having Bruce Bowen D on him when he shot that 50. He had people standing in his face. half-ass checking. You telling me in practice with 50 shots?
Man, come on, they was playing a game. He was getting some open threes, but they was deep threes. And he's older. He's older. You know
deep.
The lift is different.
What?
So
you know
right
the
now, shots
Sugar,
is different
if you, went to a, Sugar, if you went to a preschool game right now, and they was playing their hardest D on you right now.
Oh, that's disrespectful. He said a preschool game. And it's me. I'm not a basketball player. Disrespectful.
My point is, he's terrible. It don't matter what. It don't matter what you how you try to sugarcoat it. He's terrible. Period. Terrible.
I ain't trying to sugarcoat it. That was a very subjective analysis of Kobe's career. I appreciate it. I mean, it proved to me that you a hater. That's okay, man. I understand being a Cavs fan, you ain't never got to really see greatness. Ain't kind of in that love-hate relationship with him because he really didn't give y'all no championships, even though he got them. He just got them with another team. You know, I know how that could feel. But, you know, I'm not just a Kobe Bryant fan. I'm a Lakers fan. So, you know, I've seen superstars come and grow. So, I'm able to, you know, sit back and, you know, remember his career, like me watching championships, me watching him fail, me watching him not shoot the ball in the second half after scoring 50 points in the first half and being like, man, F you, Kobe, fuck, man, play the ball, shoot the ball, we don't care nothing about your attitude. So, you know, I've had some of the same feelings you talking about, fuck Kobe, F Kobe, but I give credit where credit is due, man. He's one of the all-time greats. He deserved that credit, no matter what you say, man. He's your favorite player's favorite player. Go ask LeBron what he think about Kobe Bryant.
Real quick, because let me interrupt real quick, because you mentioned something about him being 37 and 50 shots. I have a stat here that Michael Jordan was 38 and he scored 51 off of 21 and 38 shooting. Just to throw out age is just a number.
So he shot 38 times.
He shot 38 times. And he
scored
50
more.
Still a
double digit. Kobe shot 12 more shots and scored 9 more points.
Okay, so if Michael Jordan shot 12 more shots at 38, you don't think he would have passed 60?
Who knows? We're you know what I'm saying, guessing right now.
Got
it. You're fair.
You didn't even get me.
Okay, I'm just saying. We're just going off facts.
Good stats. I'm going to throw y'all off a stat right now. Kobe Bryant, third all-time in scoring, passing Michael Jordan. Only two players with more points, Karl Malone and Kareem Abdul-Jabbar.
Right, but he shot more than all them niggas combined, though.
Not combined. Individually.
Say the least you can do is have more points. Right, nigga, you should at least be third on the list. Goddamn, nigga, you was the black hole. You was the black hole of basketball, nigga. 104, he's taking threes over four niggas. God damn, dog.
They should left.
Y'all hate.
Oh, there you.
No, of course not. I ain't left. I'm just letting y'all get it off, man. Like I said, man, he's just basically
no,
a part
homo,
of every.
Bro. No homo, bro.
Great. No. Man, come on, man. Don't dumb it down with that. No homo, I guess. Whatever.
What you mean? You just want to say you let everybody get it off?
Yeah, I wasn't referring to nothing sexual, Demetrius.
No,
I think you all know that.
No, ain't that the whole point of no homo, though?
I said, yeah, okay, no homo. I just said don't dumb it down to that. Stay on subject. And listen, Pause for you, man.
You late, bro.
Kobe Bryant is the first player since Bob Pettit to score at least 40 points against every opponent in the NBA. More stats. I mean, what? He got them all. It's a great career, man. Just give my man his props.
Moving on.
You didn't read the stat about six rings and the six finals championship rings.
What do you mean?
I told you he was the greatest gun of all time. He's the greatest gun in history. I give him that.
Okay. Anything else anybody want to talk about, man? Baseball, hockey. We got 5 minutes left, man.
You sound sad.
No, I don't.
I think we should take this 5 minutes to pay tribute to, you know, Jonte William Lamar not being here. You know, he was the last one to have perfect attendance on the show. So I'm going to go ahead and take a shot, you know what I'm saying, to my man William, Big Willie. You know what I mean?
Last one to have perfect.
What about Chris, man? This dude, he failed, man. What happened, man? He don't ever come in.
Oh, actually, well, now that you brought it up, what about Chris? Because, you know, last time Chris had your back, you definitely left him off the drive.
What you mean?
But right.
What you mean? Y'all talk about it in the chat, man. I got off of work.
This nigga should have brought back the beef to leave him again.
How did that not what happened?
Nigga should drove him to the fight and dropped him off.
He really did.
You better win this time.
The whole time I'm trying to dead it, like, no, it's old, it's over with. Sure, just keep going, Johnny started. And then Chris started jumping in and then Sure just pissed on him.
No, I took it after I said something, you was like, oh man, it's old, man, it's over. I was like, all right. Okay, and I put my phone down, man. I started doing some other stuff. I look back, and it's popping again. It's popping again.
Right.
I'm like, dang. He's like, Chris left him again. I'm like, oh, shit. No, I didn't. I didn't leave. And then I'm like, Chris left the chat. I'm like, oh, what have I done?
Chris said, I don't got to take this shit from y'all no more, man. I'm out, man.
I thought he would have just muted his phone. He walked out.
Mike had me crying. Mike was crying. This nigga really just deleted.
This nigga deleted the whole app off his phone. Say this some bad though.
He's back in the chat.
Yeah, he's back, but you see he ain't trying to jump in no beef. That nigga ain't said shit. He ain't on that shit.
Man, y'all making me look like the bad guy all the
time. You is the bad guy. Nigga, you did it. You the one that started back up and left you.
All right, man. Next week, we'll have something different. I guess
1 minute.
A minute. So, what's up, y'all? Hear me?
Huh?
Yeah.
What's
up,
sir? You know, like next week, I want to try to see if we can get a guest to call in.
Like Josh Cribbs type of guest? Or like what?
Why are you going to Josh Cribbs, though? Of all people he could have said. This nigga said Josh Cribbs.
Because he's local. He's local. He be at the same club regular niggas be at the flat. All right, that nigga be at Club Earth.
Oh, it said Ryan Call Drop. All right, but yeah, holler at me in the chat about it, man. We'll talk about it.
All righty. Have a good one.
Yep. Peace, y'all, man. Till next week.
Till next week.
Along.
Guys.